I'm Todd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The hits keep coming in Turkey, formerly known as Turkey. Recent flooding killed more than 16 people in two regions devastated by last month's earthquakes. Transformer On's Alana Silk says all their teams are safe, but
buildings are still collapsing. The tremors are ongoing. It is still dangerous to be in Turkey today.
Transformer On mobilizes help through its network of Iranian Christian refugees in Turkey. Compassionate care speaks volumes.
The people who are receiving the aid are emotional because, you know, these are Muslim Turks. These are not our own church members. And of course, it is our pleasure and our joy to offer them the love of Jesus unconditionally and generously as well as we can.
We'll connect you with Transformer On at missionnews.org. Please pray for more opportunities to show the love and hope of Christ. Christians gathered in a South Asian country recently to celebrate the first New Testament in a minority people group's heart language. As an ethnic and religious minority in the country, the local translators face persecution, poverty, and poor infrastructure. Tony Tofany is of Wycliffe Associates.
They've got to overcome so many obstacles that it's a miracle that any translation gets done there. But by the grace of God, it does, and it's only through the prayer.
Wycliffe Associates has encouraged the translation team to not lose momentum. The team is excited to move forward with the Old Testament next.
Join us in prayer for these brave souls who are really serving Christ, in some cases being martyred for the cause of Bible translation in their area.
Learn how you can help with this and other translation projects through Wycliffe Associates and find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. You can join us here and on social media. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Todd Morris.